Relaxing all-time favorites, 107.7 The Breeze. He's listening online right now, streaming us, Mike Newell at 107.7thebreeze.com. He is from Rockford, Michigan, and he's going to take the 771 Challenge, tell seven of his friends, family members, and coworkers to listen to one radio station for 1 week, and that's 107.7 The Breeze. Mike, thanks for doing that, and will you report back to me in 1 week and let me know what happens, all right? Relaxing all-time favorites on 107.7 The Breeze. Every Friday, we honor our hero of the week. This is a person who has gone above and beyond the call of duty in serving our community. If you want to nominate somebody, you can email Chad Mann, that's cman at habershambroadcasting.com. Steve Perry, Oh Sherry, relaxing all-time favorites on 107.7 The Breeze. Also in that set, the Commodores. It's time now for our Friday Funny. So, Billy, what do you have for us for today? Relaxing all-time favorites, 107.7 The Breeze. Good morning, it's the Brunch Hour. I'm Peter J. Callahan. Today is Beef Jerky Day. You might be a redneck if you think that beef jerky and moon pies are two of the major food groups. They are, aren't they? Relaxing all-time favorites, 107.7 The Breeze. Laughter in the rain, Neil Sedaka. I'm Peter J. Callahan. Good Saturday morning. It's the Brunch Hour, and we've got a classic rewind coming up in just a moment. The song was number one back on this day in 1965. Okay, you want to know what it was? Back in My Arms Again, The Supremes, coming up next. Relaxing all-time favorites, 107.7 The Breeze. Coming up on Monday, I'm going to tell you about a dad who breaks a world record in the most unusual way. Plus, it's Motown Monday. Hey, thanks for listening. I appreciate it. Here's Richard Marx. Don't mean nothing. The deadline for the Father's Day photo contest is coming up on Friday the 18th. You still have time to submit a photo of your dad, and you might win the prize package worth well over $700. And if you want to find out more, just log on to our Facebook page, okay? Relaxing all-time favorites, 107.7 The Breeze. Hi, I'm Peter J. Callahan. We love to find homes for the animals in our community. Our furry friend of the week is John Bone Jovi. Now, is that not creepy? Creative. He's 1 to 2 years old, a blue pit bull terrier, and he loves to play. You can check out his photos on our Facebook page right now. Relaxing all-time favorites, 107.7 The Breeze, Into Deep Genesis. Also in that set, Robbie Dupree and the Monkees. Time now to find out who our furry friend of the week is. Let's check in with Maddie Nix.
Our furry friend of the week this week is Maggie. Maggie is a super cute German Shepherd Labrador Retriever mix, so she's the perfect mix of pooch. She is on the larger side, about 50 pounds, but she loves to smile and gets along great in all of our playgroups. Maggie's heartworm negative, fully vetted, and ready to go home with you today. Check her out on The Breeze's Facebook page, and be sure to come on down to the Habersham County Animal Shelter and meet her.
Relaxing all-time favorites, 107.7 The Breeze, Bob Seger and the Silver Bullet Band. Good morning. Hey, have you heard that KFC fans can now book an exclusive one-night stay in the House of Harlan? This is in London. Each room is filled with delicious details, from a private cinema room to a finger-licking press button that you can press for chicken. And that's not all. A hot winger arcade machine. How does that sound to you, Alan?
Yes, I thought you said chicken cluck, and I kind of threw me there. I wasn't sure. But no, here's the more information that you didn't tell our listening audience. The beds, you can get the beds in the rooms as either original or extra crispy. You know, a little tub, it's not very comfortable. The tubs, now the tubs, by the way, they will bathe a family of five. And the coffee, you got to understand, the coffee is a blend of 11 herbs and spices. So, you know, I mean, I appreciate what they're doing. I'm just glad it's in London, not here. I'm just saying that, okay, Peter? I'm just saying that.
Grease is the word. Frankie Valli, relaxing all-time favorites, 107.7 The Breeze. Also in that set, The Emotions, Best of My Love, and a classic from Bobby Hebb, Sunny. More of your relaxing all-time favorites are coming up in just a moment. I love the scent of candles, and Campbell's Soup has come up with a new scent, chicken noodle soup. Mm-hmm. Chicken noodle soup. Is that a candle that you might consider burning, Mary?
No, I probably would not, actually. I mean, I love chicken noodle soup. Don't get me wrong, but I feel like if that was burning, it would make me so hungry, I would just be wanting to eat all the time.
Yeah.
So I might just stick to like some fresh flowers or something for a candle.
Relaxing all-time favorites on 107.7 The Breeze. Dr. Hook and sharing the night together. Hi, I'm Peter J. Callahan. Main Street is the title of the Bob Seger Tribute Tour. It's coming to the historic Ritz Theater in Toccoa this Saturday. It starts at 7. The doors open at 6. If you need more information, of course, you can call me here. You know what my favorite song from Bob Seger is? Yep, you guessed it. Main Street. Relaxing all-time favorites on 107.7 The Breeze. Good morning, I'm Callahan. You know what's cool about this song from Billy Joel? It's based on real people that Billy worked with at the Executive Room. In fact, it's one of his best-known and best-loved songs. Here it is, Piano Man on The Breeze. Good morning, I'm Callahan. Did you know that more people listen to 107.7 The Breeze on a radio than any other household appliance? Relaxing all-time favorites on 107.7 The Breeze. Our Breeze flashback in time. It happened on this day back in 1955. Ray Kroc opened his first McDonald's franchise. Did you know that Ronald McDonald has a Big Mac computer? Sharing and Caring of Clarksville and Cornelia needs volunteers, a wonderful opportunity for you to serve in our community. If you have some spare time, their hours are 10 in the morning until 12:45 on Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays. That's in Clarksville. However, in Cornelia, they're open on Wednesdays only from 10 until 1. Relaxing all-time favorites on 107.7 The Breeze. Hopefully I inspired you, encouraged you, and put a big smile on your face today. Hey, thank you for joining me on the morning show. We'll do this all over again tomorrow morning, bright and early at 6. And I will have the coffee brewing for you, all right? Did you say you wanted two creams and one sugar or one cream and two sugars? No doubt about it. We can blame COVID-19 for the snacking boom. In fact, more of us are snacking as we work from home. I find it hard to resist ice cream. What about you? We'll share some of the most popular snacks tomorrow morning on 107.7 The Breeze. Good morning. We're your home for the holidays. 107.7 The Breeze. I'm Peter J. Callahan. Well, there's a big Christmas tree up here in the lobby of the radio station. Lots of Christmas presents around it, and I'm going to open one up. It's one that's got David Foster's name on it, and I don't think he'll mind. I kind of want to take a peek inside and see what's inside. Oh, David Foster and the Carol of the Bells. I love this song. I wish I got this gift. Merry Christmas from 107.7 The Breeze. Hi, I'm your morning man, Peter J. Callahan. No doubt about it, Christmas brings out your inner child. It's also a time when we think of giving and the great gift God gave us, Jesus, who is the reason for the season. This year we celebrate with our world's smallest carolers. Here's 90-year-old Billy from Cornelia.
Silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright, round yon virgin mother and child.
Merry Christmas!
We're the one radio station everybody in the office can agree on listening to. 107.7 The Breeze, Irene Cara, and Flashdance. Oh, what a feeling. Oh, by the way, today is National Laundry Day. And if laundry is something you enjoy doing, then throw in a load today. In fact, I've got to do my laundry this weekend.
Well, Peter, I didn't know it was this weekend you did your laundry. I know it's every other week, so I'm excited. Peter, I want you to listen to this. Let laundry tide you over. Never worry about what you wash, but what you gain.
Ooh.
Don't try to pull the wool light over my eyes. I'm a Purex. I like it old school. Your Oxy may be in the ditch, but my Oxy's clean. And for seal excellence, that's all you need to think about. A little elbow grease and some Arm & Hammer, and you've got it taken care of.
Good morning. I'm Peter J. Callahan. Time now for our kid joke of the week from Lexi.
What do you call a fake noodle?
I don't know. What do you call a fake noodle?
An impasta.
Thanks, Lexi, for that chuckle this morning. Here's Thelma Houston, Don't Leave Me This Way on The Breeze.